Chapter 1. I Am Going. If there were an annual award for craziest year in the life of an American college grad, I, Bruce, probably would have received it for the year 1998. On October 20, I stepped onto an airplane to go overseas for the first time in my life. I had never been out of the country. I was a country boy, having grown up in a small town in rural North Carolina. And now I was flying to Russia, where I would live for the next 2 years. I was going. Upon landing in the city of Kazan, I encountered a number of challenges. During the winter, the temperature averaged 10 below zero, and sometimes dipped as low as 30 or 40 below zero. On the colder days, I could take a steaming mug of coffee outside, throw the coffee up in the air, and it would freeze before hitting the ground. Now, for the most part, I enjoyed the food in Kazan, but there were other foods that took a while for me to embrace. For example, one morning for breakfast, I was served fish jello. Not Jell-O brand jello, mind you, but gelatin, a block of congealed fat with a welter of shimmering fish flesh inside. Or to take another example, one evening at a restaurant I was served a local delicacy, fermented mare's milk. You heard me correctly. I was served something like buttermilk, only it came from one of Silver's relatives. Most of all, there were spiritual challenges. I made my living teaching English courses for several universities in Kazan. As I got to know my students and eventually met their friends and relatives, I soon found myself having conversations about Jesus and the gospel. Kazan was a fascinating city. Unlike most cities in Russia, more than half of its citizens were Muslim. Of the citizens who were not Muslim, many were atheists. Practically speaking, that meant that most of the people I met and most of the friends I made were either Muslim or atheist. I loved every minute of it. The people I met and the friends I made were wonderfully warm people. I ate countless meals and drank innumerable cups of hot tea with my acquaintances and friends in Kazan. Just before moving to Kazan, I had sensed God's leading in my life to move to another country to be a witness for Him. I knew I could get a job easily in any number of countries and could allow that.